Hey, hey you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Did you know you can listen to the recording of this podcast live as it happens? Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how.
Welcome, brave adventurer, to the Mana Pool. Join our Dungeon Master CJ as he guides his group through the enchanted pages of the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. Our intrepid noobs, Andy, Dale, Jared, and Raoul, are unproven in combat and ignorant of the dangers ahead. They think they're ready for an adventure, but can they handle the Princes of the Apocalypse? You are hearing a live playthrough from Princes of the Apocalypse, a campaign from the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, from Wizards of the Coast. All mathematical errors default blame to CJ Boat and do not reflect the Wizards of the Coast, the rest of the Geek.io Media Network, its managers, producers, hosts, their families, or affiliates.
Once again, my friends, this is the Mana Pool, episode number 3, also known as DKO Show episode number 113, where we are playing through the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Princes of the Apocalypse. I am your host and Dungeon Master, CJ Boat.
I'm Jared Azevedo, playing Raikul Blood.
And I'm Raoul, playing as Sataba.
And I'm Andy, playing Dorgrin Blightbath.
And I'm Dale, playing Davdak. Or, as my friends know me, as Captain Sparklepants. And mysterious elves.
Gnomes. It's racist, and you should feel bad.
I feel horrible.
So. All right. Hey, guess what I got this time? Last time... on the Mana Pool. Before we head into the adventure, first of all, I want to give a few retcons and corrections before I get angry emails. Last episode, I called the major magic user an Ifrit. That is incorrect. It is a Dao, which is a earth type of Ifrit, all falling under the genie subtype. Also, I said a day and a half for the bandits. I stand corrected, and they are a half a day away from town. Now, on to what actually happened. Our intrepid heroes arrived in town, found a very motley crew of people in there, including a half-elf that seems to be able to do several things at once and is extremely happy, married to their caravan leader from prior, and then hilarity ensued with, you know, temples and stuff like that, and the group went into a bar and got harassed by a gnome named Wizzet and his wife, Millie, who was obsessed with the fact that it's a dragon and new people, new races, and he wanted to study them and poke them and buy them alcohol.
Thank God I'm just a half-elf.
They approached a woman named Minthra, who was insane, whom Andy made scream with joy, with his hands. Yeah. When he laid his hands upon her, she screamed out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'm a paladin. I don't think so.
So. That pretty much was it. They were in the middle of speaking with the gnome when a dramatic exit out because of time. However, a little bit of knowledge of what is called off-time actions. Rarely, and this in particular, this one's a little weird because there wasn't much time between the end of last episode and the beginning where this one is. However, if there's a lot of time, I'll let the players do things called off-time actions, and this is the segment that I'll tell you what they are. Basically, they asked Wizzet some more questions about the warlock, and for their information, necromancer that is in the tombs, which is one of the two problems that they're having, that the Red Larch is having. In exchange for that, he absorbed some of Davdak and Sriracha's essences and took a scale off of Draco. and he hustled them away. The group went back to the constable, ready to leave. The constable is giving them two options, of which I'm giving you guys right now, because it's going to figure out how we start the game. He's giving you an option of giving you horses, which obviously is going to half the time, but you lose your element of stealth, or you walk, which is a lot slower, a lot more tedious. You're going to be tired when you get there, but you may have the ability to sneak up on your opponents.
My vote, although I am the least stealthy of the group, so keep that in mind as well. Like, stealth is not, I wear, you know, chainmail, walking, you know, tromping around in the woods. No horses.
I'm a 7-foot dragon.
So, yeah. You could still be stealthy, but I don't think you will.
Can I ride horses? Can I ride horses?
Yeah.
Something
that would just be like a Clydesdale or something.
Okay. Big horses. Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, big horses. Come on, Ukla the Mock in Thundar the Barbarian rides a horse, so... You know, it should be the same.
Wow.
Thing.
Thundar the Barbarian reference.
No, nice. They'll be tired when we get there. Can we use the horses? But, like, when we before we get there, use them as a decoy?
Well, the one thing I don't like is we bring horses out, assuming we're probably, like, paying someone for these. Once we get to where we're going, where do we leave the horses? There's not going to be a stable on that side that we can tie them up.
Well,
like,
what
we're going to essentially have to abandon them.
Yeah. Right.
This excursion here is strictly for taking care of the bandits to the south. We are not sending you off to your doom yet, fighting the necromancer. Yet.
My vote is no horses, but that will just take longer. So I am open to other options.
But we still have all of our,
all of our stamina walking. When we get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what vote? Do we take the horses, or are we walking?
All in favor of horses? Oh, wait, I don't want horses. It looks like we're walking.
All right.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and walk. Horses? Don't tie. Don't tie.
Okay, so, assuming you guys leave shortly after that, you guys...
I'm assuming that he told us this like early in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next morning. Okay, so we'd be able to get on the road like almost right away.
Yeah.
There's daylight. Okay, sweet.
And if I'm just doing something really quick because I forgot to make this person last time.
Oops, I died again.
Though he did also tell us that the bandits like coming out during dusk and late night.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when do you guys want to arrive? Do you guys want to arrive at night for a possible better ambush?
Like dusk.
Okay. So still light outside so everybody can see. Okay. That's fine. I'm not saying anything. I'm just doing this really quick. Medium. Hey, I'm making something for you guys to fight because last episode was all talking.
Talkie-talkie and a
talkie-talkie. Yes.
So...
Man, we had weeks in a row that we didn't. I guess I'm a different sort of gamer. I like combat. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah, but you like charging at things, so you know there's that.
Well, would you rather they attack you?
No,
that's the other choice.
All right,
so I go, attack me. They'll attack me. That's you know.
That skill.
We would definitely restock our provisions before
we
went.
Restock
so we had like
you left.
We already had that.
We already had that.
I charged you guys each gold for a full adventure.
Oh, that's right.
Because you guys got top of the line everything, and
you got my note right, CJ.
Which
about
note?
The thing? I'll message you again.
Yes,
in
please.
The okay. Let's
see. All right. So now that guy is. Almost done. I have to put a token on him because we learned that doesn't work without a token. Learned that the hard way.
Yep. Day one errors. Hashtag day one. Hashtag.
Exactly. Yep. All right. So, giveth me a marching order. How are you guys getting there?
I think Paladin should be in the front.
Well, should the Paladin be in the front or the stealthy Ranger be in the front and the Paladin take up the back? Because I can always charge forward but he actually has a chance of being stealthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whereas I have 0% chance of being stealthy.
Okay, yeah. I see that.
I'm happy to go up front.
And so Squishy's in the middle.
Yes. Thank you for that, Andy.
What's that? Oh, yeah, okay. Reminding I just you. Wanted to remind you that that was the thing.
Yeah. As long as you're keeping track of it, I'm good with that.
Yes, I am.
All right. Oh, I should probably get those guys off of the map.
the ones we killed? Yes, I would say that would be a good idea.
No, definitely not the ones you killed.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not the ones you killed. All right, did I move you guys' screen to that? Yes, I did. Okay. All right, so as you guys approach from the south, because it kind of, sorry, from the north, but I'm just going to, you know, I'm lazy and not going to make a map that does not exist currently. All right, so we have Davdak up front. Who's next?
I'll go ahead and be next.
All right, Sriracha next. Driku.
Mm-hmm.
And Dahlgren. Mm-hmm. The weird one.
The weird, almost one. Acceptable in mixed company guy.
Dahlgren the weird. I like it.
I just realized I had a lot of this map fog of ward out, so I'm going to remove that because I no longer need that. All right, so that gives me a little bit more wiggle room to wiggle with.
Wiggle room.
All right. Yeah. So, I'm like, that's a really, really. Okay. So, are you stealthing up all the way, Dale?
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Why not? All right. Give me a stealth check.
So I'm assuming Dale is probably like 20-30 feet in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
just
quite...
because we will keep him in eye shot, but he is out of earshot, so he's actually able to do stealthy things.
Yes.
What do I roll for that?
Your stealth.
What do I get? Do I carry it? Shit, I'm confused.
Your character, your token may not have it set up, so your character sheet one will have skills and stealth. It's 1d20 plus... 2 plus
whatever
your
is.
Dex mod, I believe it is.
Okay. I'm just trying to find it. Where is it?
Okay. Click on the character sheet, Dale.
Yep. I found stealth under skills and it says skill modifier plus 5.
All right, so it'd be 1d20 plus 7 then.
Click on the dice.
Wait, you show the plus 5 isn't including
plus
2 already?
It is plus 5.
So 1d20 plus 5.
1d20. Plus 5.
Oh!
17.
17.
That's a pretty good roll.
That is a pretty
it's 12.
Dang
it's
12.
Natural, the natural one is 12, so.
Okay, and this guy here did not get any of his stuff programmed in there. Fantastic! I'm awesome at this!
Yukel, by the way, he tells you he's awesome.
Yes, boss.
At this.
You are awesome, boss.
Damn right I am. All right, so... Oh, really? Dude, these are lame. All right, so... Jesus Christ!
Critical fail.
All right, so... all right, as you go forward...
Yeah.
You see a cliff face off to your right-hand side. Up top is the cave that they're talking about. Further up the road, there is a barricade of caravan pieces and caravan viscera, basically, including horses. Dead horses, decaying horses, blocking the path further down the road.
Okay, so this is essentially they robbed caravans and then built a blockade using the parts of said caravans.
Yeah, of said caravans and horses.
Yes. So what do you do?
I would probably. So is this just Dale that sees it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I will not do anything.
So the so it's just me out of. I can't see past any of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's the cliff face over to the over to the right.
There is
side.
A walking path up.
Okay.
It's actually pretty easy to get up the cliff face.
Yeah. And the decaying stuff's over to the left hand side.
Yeah. Basically on the map you're looking at right now, the blocks there and the caravan stuff that you see are the blockade, and over towards what it looks like the forest is totally a cliff face.
Okay. Okay.
Has he held up at all? Like, you've noticed the debris?
Yeah.
Have you stopped well before that so we're catching up? Or are you still slowly approaching?
I'm still slowly approaching.
Okay. So if he hasn't slowed up,
we
would just continue forward.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing is currently happening.
Okay.
That's a good thing, I guess.
Give me a perception check, Dale.
Perception check. So that would be 1d20 plus perception.
Yes.
So 1d20 plus 2?
Really? Yeah.
That'd be right.
Yeah, that's right. Perception's wisdom now, which is weird.
Oh, okay. Hang on. So I was looking at the skill for perception, which is plus 2. Should I be looking at wisdom?
Okay. Which, wisdom. Wisdom would provide an additional bonus, but I don't think you have a high wisdom because you're a ranger.
I've got 10.
So,
I've got 10.
Yeah, so that's no bonus. It's neither bonus or a penalty.
Okay.
But since you're proficient, you get the plus 2.
Yep, 1d20. Or 1d20 plus 2. Yep.
1d20 plus 2. Let me open up the right window.
You trying to roll in the Google Doc again?
Yes.
Like I did twice last session.
11.
You don't see anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
You hear some talking, some loud ruckus laughter coming from inside the cave.
Okay.
And you also hear a roar
from inside the cave.
Yes. All right. And then more laughing, really loud, really boisterous laughing.
Can I wait at the debris caravan and horses and what have you for the rest of the team and see if they want to approach the...
So you're going straight up to the caravan?
Yep.
Give me a dexterity saving throw, please. Which would be 1d20 plus your dex.
Just plus 3? Yeah. It says dex 16 plus 3, so that'd be plus 1d20 plus 3.
Yep.
Ten.
Oh!
You hear...
The rolls are going down. You're supposed to be going up, dude.
Dunk,
down is
dunk.
No good.
You hear click, 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 and then a arrow shoots out at you, doing... 4 damage.
4.
Max damage.
If I see him take an arrow, a weapon out.
You then hear a bunch of clinking... Like the trap that just went off at you, obviously, it is completely broken. You still hear nothing. Like they're still completely oblivious up there. You still hear the same laughing. You just now have an arrow in your shoulder.
And then I take 4.
Back? Yes.
4 hit points. Yeah, I'm running. I'm running.
Run away!
Run away!
So you're running.
You mean to take a look at that, Dale?
Oi! You guys hear something?
I as quietly as I can say, weapons out.
Weapons out.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody set off a trap.
I head out in front of the group.
Yes. While he's going to the front, I'm gonna cast something on the caravan. It's just broken wood, all that stuff, right?
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
sorry. I got a copy. Thank you.
It's like wooden caravans and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
to distract them, I'll set the barricade on fire.
Yeah.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Using what?
This is how Raul gets the party started.
I don't see how that's a party.
I'm going to use... produce flame is just like starting a campfire, right?
Yep, which is exactly what you want to do.
Yes. Go ahead and just start. Let's produce flame right in the middle of the barricade, which is roll...
Yeah, I'll go ahead and grant it. You start a fire.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the bandits peeks his head out, yells back into the cave.
Oh, you lot! We have company. It's not merchants this time.
Okay.
And then magically. We are in initiative.
Oh, yay.
Hooray.
Hooray. Thanks for
okay. Starting that one. And everyone's token is on the map, so I should be able to roll initiative, correct?
Theoretically speaking.
You have double token there.
What?
Next to the campfire. CJ?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I guess I will. For next session, I will have a background on my character because it's impossible to see.
It really is.
So I will. So wait. Make a transparent background.
Who was the Dahlgren doppelganger evil person back there?
He fell into the fire. It's cool.
He fell into the fire. Okay. He ran backwards into the barricade. It's fine.
Okay, here I go.
All right, initiative, man. Folks.
Why is it not working?
Cool.
I think, did that work?
There we go.
Yeah. It's loading initiative right now.
Hang on a sec. Oh, there we go. I had to select my token. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Would help.
And... oh.
What's that?
Oh, man.
Jeepers.
Oh, my God, you guys. Apparently Raul's batting cleanup tonight.
Lord, my rolls are getting worse. Can I just be out?
No, you can't be out. There's four guys we're against.
Thing? The laundry?
The laundry? What? We're cleaning up dirty laundry here. It's in the box. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Why not? Unless you want to just put it in an envelope. Okay. I'm also doing something else for her, so carrying the conversation while we're doing this. That's crap. Hold on.
I'm not editing this out, by the way. This is all staying. That's fine. Right.
Dude, you didn't like my Thunder of the Barbarian reference? That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And, how.
And how.
What can I... and do to help out the poor Sparkle Pants there.
Would you mind seeing if my shoulder's all right? That'd be grand if you could.
What's your total health there?
Come on back here.
Oh, come on back there.
Check you out.
Although we're in combat now, so I don't combat actually move. Yeah.
Okay. I know. Yeah. I'm just filling space while CJ's.
No, right before you do.
Ramp. All right, that's the question to the group. What can you do for Sparkle Pants? And that should be a show title, too.
So, right before the initiative, Andy, you ran up to the front, right?
Yes. I don't know if CJ will allow it.
Wait, Andy, how is your initiative 36? How did that work?
It's not. I'm 16. You can see I'm the third icon.
I know. It's just on the turn order.
That's what you're saying?
On turn order, it says 36.
I have no idea. I think that was when I didn't have a token, and it just kept incrementing my initiative higher every turn.
There you go.
There we go.
There.
Okay. So.
Except Driku was.
Hey, wait. Where did mine go?
Yours is still 18. You had two on there for some reason.
Well, Andy had two. I only had one.
No, it had two for you. You're there.
So
you go first.
No.
Yeah, you go first anyway.
You go first anyway.
Okay. That's not the person that's highlighted.
Yes, it is.
That's not me.
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Is your screen different than mine?
I'm seeing you at first on initiative.
Yeah, but that token?
One of the, that token is not me. That token is not me.
This is not my token. This is not my house. It's not my beautiful wife.
Is this my beautiful wife? All right, now how do I add a person back to initiative?
So, CJ, I said I ran up as soon as I saw him get shot. Is it possible for me to start up there, or do I need to start back here?
I don't know what turn next to him.
Okay,
roll initiative
like
again,
here?
Jazz. I'll just put you up at top.
I rolled an 18. It's in the chatty
roll
thing.
Roll it again.
He's going to roll a 2.
I'm
going
to find that window.
He's going to roll there. 1.
Find the little button to push.
Push the button. 3.
I was almost there.
He almost called it.
That's fine. I'll put you up at top. I don't care. 18.
So you would normally it works out because he would normally be the bottom of initiative, but now he's the top with a 3. So yeah. It actually worked out.
There, I fixed it. All right. Yep. So go.
I'm running up to Sparkle Pants to check his wound, see how he's doing, see if I can help heal him.
Please help me. Please, Lord, help me.
Dag, are you okay, man? You okay, bro?
Yeah. Tossed a bit sore. I don't know what to say. I just a wee bit sore. I'm just a wee bit sore.
Wow, okay. So how do I cast Cure Wounds? What do I need to do, CJ? I don't remember.
You use Cure Wounds. And I believe that is a first level spell for you.
Yes.
All right, then make note that you use one of your first level spells. And then on your Excel character sheet, you can look to see what it does on, I believe it is character sheet 3.
Go to character sheet 7, paragraph 8.
Subsection C.
1d8 plus spell ability modifier. What is my spell ability modifier?
It's your wisdom.
Would he also add the plus 2?
No. So it'd be 1d8 plus 3 hit points. Their IT person.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Nice.
Good, yeah.
That's what he took,
he's back,
I believe.
He's back at, no, he took 4, so he's back to full
back
strength.
Back to full. Let me correct that one in here. Right. Thank you.
So, next right, up homies. Is the bandit.
Thanks, buddy, for that. I really needed that.
The bandit who poked his head out aims a crossbow at Davdak.
Okay.
1d...
Roll a 2. Roll a
and that
4.
One. I'm going to say this.
Rebecca's done.
One. That guy's crossbow falls apart.
In midair, too. It just disintegrates.
He tries to shoot it, and it jams so much that it just kind of falls apart in his hands.
Nice. We can use that. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. All right.
So I'm going to mark that guy red.
Oh, wait, that's a bad... That's not an arrow.
It's an arrow.
It's not. It's actually a bolt. But
it's a bolt. Not correcting anything.
A second bandit peeks his head out and fires another shot at Davdak. That one hits.
Oh! That's probably going to hit.
Yowza.
Wowzy.
Doing 65 points of damage. Sorry.
7
damage.
Right,
yeah, 7
what?
Damage.
You rolled a d20, dude. Oh, no, never mind. It's just the same icon. I figured out that different icon.
All right, so I take 7 damage. So I'm down to 7.
Oh, 7? That's not good.
Down to 7.
You hear a screeching noise and a roar And the two of them start screaming at each other. You go touch it faster. No, you. No, just get the thing. Get the thing. Screech, 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 screech. Turn over.
I didn't understand that at all.
So, I'm going to... I don't remember how to move. How do you move?
Drag your character.
Drag your character with the mouse.
You have to be in select move mode.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Select... move.
Yeah, you just moved it before.
I know, but it didn't limit me per thing. So I'm going to attack the guy right in front of me.
That's fine.
With
the
my
mace. Currently
the one on my left.
The one you're in front of.
Yeah.
Yes, the one I am in front of.
That is the one that currently has no weapon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, because he broke it.
Broke it, yeah.
It's not that he didn't have a weapon. He just screwed up and broke it.
Yeah, he currently has no weapon.
That's a good move, actually.
Actually, I would probably attack the other guy then. I'm not going to attack the unarmed guy.
Well,
they
do have long swords. He just doesn't have it out. Because his
weapon
blew up in his face.
Okay. So I'm going to attack...
It's a bit shocking.
The guy in my face.
The guy in your face.
Right. Syntax error. Maybe I won't play from the character sheet. I will play from here. Let's see here. I have never seen a syntax error. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
actually.
Make sure all the fields are filled in.
That's the reason why I'm just saying just take the...
Oh no, I got this set up though. Bludgeoning. Attack.
Attack.
Oh, syntax error. Still broken. So, okay.
No, I attack you with my syntax error.
So that is plus 5, so 1d20 plus 5. Roll 1d20 plus 5.
Ah,
7 misses. Nope.
No?
Oh, okay.
No, okay. I haven't rolled yet.
Because that was 7.
Jazz and I looked at the same thing.
Yeah. 18.
That sounds legit.
18 sounds promising.
It does hit.
Okay, so 1d8 plus 3... Oh, I was on the 7, and then it flipped over to the 1.
That one. All right, 4 damage. Okay.
That's all right. That's a start.
So, I don't know if you know this, EJ. I don't know if this is a 5th edition rule that people with ranged attacks stuff, can they attack if I'm next to them without provoking an attack of opportunity?
No, it would be an opportunity attack.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a 5th edition thing or not. So, in other words, they have to kind of pull out their swords and attack, because if they try to shoot one of you guys, I'm right to them and can hit them.
The good news is there's good and bad news involved in this. The ones who have a crossbow currently out would need to put away and draw a weapon, which is going to take up their entire turn. However, the one who has a crossbow exploding in his hands can freely remove his longsword and strike at you the next turn.
Right.
Okay.
I'm actually going to get my player's handbook. It's right over here. All
right.
Okay. All right. So next up is Dabdeck.
Alrighty. I choose to fire at the guy not in front of me, but sure, close enough to in front of me.
So Dread the one that Andy is not attacking.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. The one who attacked me.
Feeling vengeful.
Feeling vengeful, like I do. Alright, so 1d20?
Mm-hmm. Plus 5, I believe it is.
Okay, 1d20.
I'm not 100% sure. You'd have to look at your character sheet.
It would, because his dex is at least as good as my strength.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome. I'm at 16 plus 3. So 1d20 plus 3.
Shit.
Plus 5. No, it's... Yeah, because your dex gives you plus 3, and there should be a place that shows you your proficiency bonus.
Yes.
It's like prof bonus. It should be 2, so that's a total of 5.
Wait, hang on. I can see my stealth is plus 5 on here.
Oh, which would be the same. It's the same number.
It would be the same. Okay. The plus 5.
Because a ranger would definitely be proficient with, you know, weapons.
Yes.
Or the
bow.
Range weapon.
120 plus 5, 10. Oh, damn it.
Oh!
Lord.
Dale! Your numbers are going.
We're going to call it because he's aiming upwards.
Okay. Lord.
I'm not actually taking that into consideration, but flavor text is because he was aiming upwards.
Some nights the dice are.
Next up is Sataba.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and use. Okay, first things first, I'm going to go ahead and move up right here, right behind. And then I'm going to cast my magic missiles on the two targets in front. 1-1.
What's the range on magic missile?
Oh, magic missile range is, I think I saw here, 120 feet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah,
not a problem.
that's a lot of squares.
Yes.
So I'm going to hit both these two guys in the front.
Okay.
And then the one on the left of the back row.
The one on the left in the back is going to have... Well, it's a magic missile. Doesn't matter. You have 3 magic missiles at level 1? Good lord. All right. How much damage does it do? I know it's an auto hit.
Yeah, it does... Get your int. 3 darts, 1D plus 1 force per dart. So that would be roll...
Yeah, it's just one. It'd be 1D4 plus 1. 3 times.
Yeah. No, I'll just take with 1 damage. I don't really care. It's far too
plus
much.
Plus 1, and then...
yeah, just do 1d4 plus 1. Yeah, just... No.
No, it'll be 1d4 plus... okay. Yeah, just roll 1 dice. He's going to use your... what? So 1d4 plus 1, and then he was going to just do that 3 times.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll take that damage from all of them.
5. Whoa.
Yes!
Oh, very nice.
That was very effective magic missile.
That was
super duper effective.
Wow.
Oi.
Oi.
Whoa. Wait, what? No. Minus 9. No, what the hell is going on here?
we can't see what you're talking about, CJ.
17? Minus 4. There we go. Holy cow. Apparently, they have macroed in mathematical equations.
Okay, so I raise my staff up and I cast my magic missiles and they go whizzing through the air.
All right. You hear Whiz all of this. They swear at you quite verbosely. All right. Drink your turn.
Huzzah. All right. Where did my mouse go? There it is.
Right, on
I'm
your
move here and attack this dude with my. I thought I was. What's my? Where's range?
That's 30 feet, so you should be fine.
It's 20 feet. Yeah,
right. It says 20 feet.
Yeah, 20 feet. Yeah, I think my range is 30.
Again,
if you're 7 feet tall, yes, your range. Is
very very nice. Right. So you have to give me a break.
Attack that dude with my scimitar.
Kentucky, skim it up
and. Rolly doly, ooch cow.
That hits and murderizes him.
Nice.
Boom. Wow. Oh, he's gone. There you go. Kill still.
I'm kidding. I don't have to.
What's the second number?
That's if you have advantage.
Yeah, if you have advantage. So you just ignore the second number unless you have advantage, and then you take the best of them.
Or the worst if you have disadvantage.
Yes.
Right on.
Right on, right on, right on,
right on. All right, all right, all right.
All right, so it is the bandits' turns.
No!
Was that a surprise attack? That's why we all went before the bandits?
No, the bandits...
They went once.
Yeah.
That's how Dale got shot the second
time. That's how he got shot.
All right, he's going to use disengage action to take a step back and... aim his crossbow at the squishier looking cleric, the person not in full plate armor. And 18.
Oh, that's probably going to connect.
Wait, hang on. Who did he shoot? Wait, what? What? Who is he attacking?
He's attacking the cleric.
Davdak? Okay.
No. Not I thought you said Driku. Driku.
Driku. Okay.
He's attacking me.
All you have D names. This is not okay.
No. Satalba is not a D name.
Satalba is not a D name.
Sriracha is the only one that's separate. Right. 8 damage.
Oh my god, 8 damage. Dude.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
Are you dead?
Does that KO you?
No.
All right. These guys are going to take a step, move this down here. Going to point it towards what? The paladin and snap the lock on it. And out comes a black bear stampeding at Dahlgren.
Oh, good.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, bros.
Dude,
I don't think we're ready for this.
Are you ready for this?
This will be interesting to see if we live through this, because I don't think we're going to.
I'm not.
This is a.
I'm already half dead.
Well, the upside is there's an upside and a downside to this. The upside is the black bear looks completely feral, like it is ready to just attack anything that is close to it. You just happen to be the person closest to its open cage.
Okay.
So. Swing up.
Shit. Sorry.
Claw. Botch.
I
like adding botch penalties to enemies, but not this case.
What's a bear?
What's it going to do?
Oh, it tripped, so it stands back up. It who cares?
It takes a swing at you and spins itself around, so now it is facing the bandits. That is the botch.
Okay, I'll take that.
It is no longer facing you. It looks directly at them. And hey, that's cool. I can multi-attack with this guy. All right, this guy is going to then take a step forward and claw at that dude because multi-attacks. Oh.
Right on.
Botched again.
Dude,
no, more again.
Do you know what a randomizer means? It means you don't roll the same number over.
And okay.
Yeah, because he does need 2 claws and a bite, so. Because. Yeah. Alright, so he's going to take a bite out of that guy, and that hits. And that does enough damage. What's his damage at? What's he at? Yep, that kills him.
Don't attack the bear, guys.
No, thank you.
Then promptly begins to rip him apart and starts.
Okay, so he's distracted for a bit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him go into the occupied space. Now he is completely just. The bandits look very scared of what just happened, and now it is all their turn.
Okay. Wait, did Adriku go before me?
I did, and then the bandits
went.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I will move.
That bear was supposed to be on our side. We starved it, you idiot.
I'm not moving into a threatened square, so if the bear decides it does not want to do that anymore, let's see if I get another.
It is doing what it wanted to do, which is eat.
Wow. Oh, wow. A 6.
Oh.
But that is a botch.
Really? Did I roll a 1?
You rolled a 1.
That was terrible.
All right, here we go. The bandit blocks it with his crossbow, shattering the crossbow and ripping it from his hands.
Well.
What?
It wasn't a total loss.
No.
Oh, so he swung down and put up his weapon?
Yeah.
Okay.
He blocked it. But
the upside is now that means he can use a longsword on his turn without any penalties.
Ouch.
That's where the botch is. The longsword is significantly stronger than a crossbow.
Yes.
I have a question. During this fight, we're able to like shout at each other to like,
oh,
certainly.
If you move here.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Like, yes. We can set up a strategy or something, right?
Yeah.
Certainly. Yes, absolutely.
So yell at me. Yell at me. Or you. No, just kidding.
All right, dab deck turn.
Please yell at me. All right. So I'm going to, move into this square here. That square there, and then fire my crossbow at the opponent in front of me.
Well, you're a longbow, but yes.
Longbow. Yep. Sorry.
Learn your weapons, noob.
Oh, shush. D20 plus
5.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
10 again.
This random number generator sucks. I'm just
again, again. I just can't learn to not fire upwards. I just I love
you,
the sky.
You haven't got the sighting yet. It's like you're a little off in your sighting. You need to adjust that.
Yeah, I need to get a new random number generator. That's what I need.
Yeah, right. Sataba turn.
Okay. Bear is thoroughly distracted, right?
Yes, it is still currently eating.
A guy.
He is eating a person.
Yes.
Okay. On ways of attack, I only have one more level one skill left, correct?
Yes.
And the cantrips?
Cantrips you can use as much as you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Cantrips are a unlimited use per day sort of thing.
Yeah, that's okay. That's your, hey, I don't have any of my big spells left. So just as a heads up.
Which you use a lot.
Yes.
Levels 1, 2, 3.
I learned recently that a short rest, a 5-minute rest, will recover one of your spell slots. I learned that today.
Oh, okay.
You can't take multiples.
Okay.
But you can
right.
Take a breather to
okay,
get a little
how
bit
about
of magical energy
this? Like right
back.
Here, these black rectangles, that's the caravan, right? That's the barricade, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's on fire. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to use control flame to grab that fire and spread it to the right and towards the bear. Towards the bear.
Oh, to scare it off.
No. Well, either scare it off or scare it into the other. No.
That's
to the right.
Yeah, there's a. Imagine there's a cliff there that you can't get up.
Oh, so the cliff is to the right of the path,
the
not to
the
right
of the path. Yeah, it's to the right of the path. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I said that earlier, guys. Before I got shot in the shoulder, let's keep up.
Which time?
Yeah, you seem to be a target.
The first time.
Okay, then I'm going to use my firebolt. 1d10.
That requires a save though, doesn't it?
No, that's Burning Hands. I'm not casting Burning Hands yet.
Firebolt is an auto hit.
No, it's not. I'm just saying that's what I'm going to use.
Okay, well I got to do
so
a save.
I roll. Okay, the one in the front. I'm going to go ahead and do the
roll.
Tell
me
what
kind of save it is on your character sheet 3. What is the save? Though I think it's a Dex save.
Firebolt, instant, range, 1d10. It's not telling me what the save is for.
I can look it up. I have a player's handbook.
And I have the internet.
To the handbook!
Is that a level 0?
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
Cantrip? Okay.
Yeah.
Firebolt. Firebolt. It is a cantrip, instantaneous. Make a ranged spell attack against the target.
Right,
so you actually have to make
+5.
An attack. So,
let's say there's no way that's an insta hit.
Ten.
That'd be kind of strong.
Roll a 10. 14.
That's on the edge.
Yeah, 14 hits.
Yes.
Yes.
Now roll. Don't roll a 1.
Yeah.
Roll a 1.
Yeah.
If you don't roll a 1, you kill him.
Okay, I'm going to do my roll. And there's no modifier on this one, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I think it's just 1d8.
No, 1d10.
1d10. Wow, really? Jesus.
Wow. 2!
Yeah, not a 1.
2. It kills him.
Burn up.
I did not lie to you. If you did not roll a 1, it would kill him.
Wow.
Right, he goes down screaming and in flames. The bear looks really freaked out at this.
Which might be good, because we want the bear to leave.
Bear is afraid of fire. Take note. Alright, I'm going to fall back and see. Maybe like right here. And do a Cure Wounds on myself.
Cure Wounds on myself.
Do you want to try and finish the fight a little faster? You have ranged attacks. You have
Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame.
I have Sacred Flame. I could. Okay. The bear's just making me nervous over here by myself.
No. I think you moved at the correct place. I think that was fine. Hiding behind me, always the right answer. That's fine.
You are free to move. You just, I'm just advising you against using another one of your spells.
I know. You know.
Level one in this division sucks, by the way.
Yeah, at level one, pretty much everyone is squishy.
Yes.
You have a maximum of, 14 hit points if you're con-based.
Yes.
Right. I have
barbarians
nine.
I have 12, and that doesn't seem like enough right now.
And the thing that hit me took 8. I'm just saying.
Oh, and I have 1 hit point.
So, yeah, that's why I'm nervous. Anyway, all right, Sacred Flame, I'll do it. 1d, just roll 1d8. Dex save.
No.
Dex save.
Well, is it instant?
Oh, dex save. Okay. So I have to roll a dex save with my dude here.
My dude.
And
1d8 radiant dex save.
If I beat your DC, I botched. So you scored a critical hit. So it does maximum damage.
Nice. So 8?
8 damage. Yep.
1d8. Okay.
That is how that works in this game. If I roll a save and I roll a 1, you critical hit.
You did.
Yeah.
Did I miss a roll?
No, it rolls to me apparently.
Oh. Okay. Everybody. I've seen GM rolls before, but yes, it makes sense that it wouldn't be visible. So,
I don't think it's. I hit the save button on the roll 20 thing, and apparently it only rolls to me. But I would definitely not lie to you and say I got a 1.
No.
No.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, I got a 20.
And that attack is on the bandit, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, not the bear. I'm not messing with the bear.
The bear.
Don't make the bear angry.
Yeah, the bear at this point, as immediate interrupt, the bear runs into deeper into the cave.
That's probably not going to turn out well if anyone is left in there.
The bandit, make that noise.
All right. That was the noise that somebody made when it got deeper into the cave. The bandit looks like the bear went the way that he was going to go.
Doesn't seem like a good option.
No.
So he kind of takes his crossbow, drops it on the ground, raises his hands up in the air, and goes, "I never wanted to do this anyway." And battle over.
We survive.
He surrenders.
We take him prisoner.
You have the option to kill him, which would not be a
No, we're not killing him.
We're not killing him.
Bahamut's laws say you can't kill him. He is showing weakness. In fact, as a paladin, you probably should kill him.
Except he's an unarmed man begging for, he's surrendering. That's not lawful for me to take his life. So, no, I basically say, throw me your belt and reconsider your life.
He slowly takes off, he keeps his hands completely visible, takes off his belt, takes off his crossbow bolt, his bolt sack.
The bandolier.
Yeah. And is that what that's called?
Well, I mean, I assume that because the bolts are like this big around, so I'm assuming you would have a bunch of them in a belt.
Yes.
Like,
and
around
he takes off
thing.
His sword belt as well. He points over at a box and goes, "There's a bunch of bandages over there to take care of your mates."
Go. Before I change my mind.
He slowly walks past, keeping his hands completely visible, walking past
kinda
two
have, like,
people.
I kind of have a fireball in my hand.
Walking past two people who do not belong to Bahamut. Just putting that out there.
Shouldn't we question him or something?
I don't think the bandits actually. I honestly don't think they know anything. I think they're people that take advantage of the situation. There's turmoil in the town. There's one road leading in and out this direction.
That's exactly what happened. You know, they're not. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's no further plot point with these bandits.
No, well, very well. Spoiler alert.
They caged a bear, thinking when they opened the door, it would just do what they wanted. So I don't count them as the most intelligent people we've ever dealt with.
They had an eight intelligence.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Character speaking wise, these guys were morons.
Yes, that's kind of what I figured.
Alright, so you have one bear in a cave, and in the box, like the guy told you, there is about 13 gold in assorted pouches. There's a couple long swords. If one of you wanted to pick up a crossbow with some bolts, you can.
I would be... Well, to be fair, I wasn't really great in this battle anyway, but I'd be terrible with a crossbow.
I mean, the option is there.
I'm going to look over the long swords, and I'm going to pick the better looking one.
And there's just... one that has one less dink in it. Congratulations.
Are any of these long swords better than my scimitar?
Your scimitar is far better.
I didn't think so.
Is the crossbow any better than the longbow?
No.
Probably not.
No.
The crossbow
might hit a little harder, but yours has really, really good range.
Really good.
Yes.
Wow. Like, yeah, yours is like...
he has a longbow,
I have a longbow. Yeah.
So his longbow is going to hit harder than the crossbow.
Gotcha.
All right.
Especially if down the line you get the ability to compound that, and then it becomes freaking amazing.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we're going to want to... Heal.
Yeah, in there, there's also some potions of healing. There are three potions of healing.
Oh, we'll try sweet. To get one immediately because he's on one
hey,
hit point.
So. Magically, and this is stuff I'm not even making up. They said there's a bunch.
Oh,
there's 13 gold. There's some long swords. They're mundane items. If you wanted to sell them, they would all sell for about one gold. There is a chunk of silver that you can grab, though. It's unrefined, just silver ore.
I would probably pocket that. I'm probably either myself or Driku is the most equipped to, you know, be the pack mule for the stuff, which it might be miscellaneously heavy, but, you know, not necessarily because I can carry a lot.
Yeah.
So I volunteer to, like, take the spoils and, well, we should probably, if there's any merchants that actually survive the attacks, we should probably... I'm going to try to, you know, talk to the constable when we get back and see if any of them can be compensated with any of this. Because I'm assuming some of them lost horses, some of them lost... Yes. I mean, some of them lost their lives, I'm sure. But if there's any means, I will talk to the constable when we get back and deal with this.
The one thing that you guys noticed on your way out, one of you probably thinks, hey, these guys were a bunch of idiots. How did they create such a disaster?
By being idiots.
Can we search the caravan that's not on fire? Because I'm assuming like what was in the path is kind of like smoldering down.
Yeah, I mean, I can use control flame
to
bring the flames down.
Okay, that would probably be wise after the fact. I mean, once it's burned enough that it's not blocking the path anymore, because that's really our... ultimate objective to make it so people can come through here again.
Yeah,
so do we just want to leave the bear inside the cave?
So
do you want to chase a bear in through a cave?
I'm not going in there. Not after that noise it made.
Also, please don't make me do a cave. That's all I'm asking you. Just please don't make me do a cave for you chasing a bear. I'm not going to lie. I mean,
push a rock in front of the said cave or anything?
No, I
want to say that the cave is far enough from the entrance of the path that if the bear is not disturbed, the bear is not going to mess with people because he saw what happened last time and he's going to remember, oh, these things put me in a cage and that wasn't really cool and then I killed one or two of them. So I'm guessing we can leave the bear to its own devices and as long as people stay on the path, which is what you're supposed to do as a merchant, there shouldn't be any problems.
Yeah.
That's just a guess.
And it's got some piles of meat to gnaw on.
Exactly.
You do notice that there are some more burnt out traps that were meant to fly off, but are completely ruined with fire now. So that's probably how they got all of this, is just through clever placing of traps.
Any symbols or discerning marks on the dead guys?
No, they're bandits.
Okay, so they're literally in it for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are the definition of mooks. There's no, like I said, I wasn't joking. There is no continuing plot line with this unless you guys want to pursue this.
No, I don't think there's going to be any.
In the book, there's no further plot line.
Going back to the potion. So Draco has one of them. So does the potions fully heal people?
I think these ones magically do.
Plus something.
Okay.
Between you guys resting up and drinking these potions, you guys get back to full health.
Okay, so did anyone else take any...
Or one of your daily spell uses.
Spells. So did anyone else take any damage through the battle, apart from my friend Draco?
I surprisingly did...
Oh, yeah, you didn't.
I did.
Nice. Yeah,
the bear missed.
I tried. I rushed right up. I was like,
the bear boxed you.
So myself and Draco have a potion each. Can we carry one of the potions with us, just in case?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You have one potion of healing with you to share.
Okay. I would...
Bandages? I'll take the bandages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, in one action, you can also use a bandage to heal, right?
The bandages are mainly for... They're not healing items. They're for out-of-combat stuff.
Okay.
You could use those to augment a heal check to keep somebody from bleeding out if they're dead, though. That's what they could use.
Okay.
They just handy to have as well.
Yeah, they give you a +2 on heal checks to stabilize.
Okay.
And you have 3.
So I would suggest, because Davdak is in front, that he take the extra healing potion.
Okay.
Because Draco has the ability to call upon Bahamut, as do I, so it makes the most sense because he's going to be most often by himself out in front. It makes the most sense that he have the extra healing potion.
Okay.
All right. Do you guys do anything else before returning back to town?
I just try to find anything that they've besides the chest. Or besides the box that they've looted, that's about it. And yeah, we'd head back to town at that point.
Without going deeper into the cave, you find nothing. You don't find any discerning marks or anything like that on the walls of the cave.
Nothing in
that. There's no pressure points or anything like that. Caravan.
Bear cave.
Yeah, it is a bear cave.
I go this way.
Bear cave's there.
Can we put like a little sign that says, warning, bear cave, do not enter?
Yeah.
We'll be sure to report that to the...
We'll report that to the sheriff when we...
Beware of bear.
Constable. Beware of bear.
All right. So you guys travel back to town. There's no problems. Probably because the fire scared away any kind of like animals or anything like that would be on the path. Well, between the fire
good job
and the smell
on me
of
setting
burning
the rest
horses.
Of the traps on fire.
Good job, man.
Yes.
Way to use fire.
Yay, fire. You guys get back to town, no problem. You guys, I assume, go straight to the constable to report to him what's going on.
Yes.
He congratulates you. He tells you that you are free to keep any of the spoils that you guys happen to have found.
None of the merchants' families were in town at all?
None of them made
it. Okay.
If they made it past,
I mean,
they
are merchants. Okay.
So you're free to sell them. He'll give you a gold. So
can we show him the silver?
Yeah. He looks at it and goes, "Wow. If you take that to our blacksmith, I'm certain he can find some use for it. Or you can bring it over to Wizzet because alchemists love silver." He stares at the missing
too.
Scale mark on
silver dragons
on the silver dragon.
As he starts eyeing the scales, is like
no, the one missing scale on Treecu.
The one missing scale.
So I think everyone that was 4 gold apiece because you said 12.
Yeah.
13.
We'll
make it 12.
14.
Okay.
If
so that would be. We'll give the extra one to Treecu for his brave sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Of letting the crazy gnome take your scale.
In there, you find Minthra just kind of resting peacefully. By the way, guys, on your sheets, on your character sheets themselves, go ahead and raise your experience to 300. You leveled up.
Oh,
nice.
Nice.
And sweet. max out your hit die for the second level.
Okay.
Where's the experience at?
Number 2 on start. On the left-hand side.
Yeah. Okay. If you guys want to multi-class, which I don't quite recommend at this level, but if you want to...
No, do not multi-class.
You are free to. No, thank you. I recommend that the wizard take a multi-class in barbarian, and
great,
and the ranger take a multi-class in fighter.
I cannot even master ranger. How am I going to do fighter as well?
He was shooting a little high. He needs to get the scope on his bow adjusted.
And the paladin multi-class into warlock. It all makes perfect sense. We're good with this, right?
Yeah.
We're all good with that.
Clearly.
So where's the other thing?
The hit dice. Once you click off of that, you'll get to level 2. Yeah. A square will appear down below. You can select a class that you want to level up as. Hint: it should be your original class.
Yes.
and then it'll tell you the amount of hit die that you get next to that, and just go ahead in the box next to that, put the highest number.
Okay.
It should be double your current. Yes. Hit points.
You have effectively
for lack of
your
a better term, like your total maximum hit points is now doubled.
So it should be Ranger, D10, D10, 10.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome. All right. And now let me know when everybody has that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really the magic users may get another cantrip. Check the spellcasting tab on that one, but you guys don't get much at level 2. Like, there's a reason why.
Oh, okay.
Treating
so
this very...
to be up to 26.
I actually get a lot.
Oh, really?
But. There's actually quite a few things that paladins get at level 2 I did not actually realize.
Oh.
So,
wow.
That's fine. I can just go for it, and
yeah,
we can continue.
You're good. The rest of the party will do at level 3, because it's when most classes get stuff. Except apparently paladins.
Okay.
Except for paladins.
So, on this sheet, like, when I level up, if there's nothing on level 2 there's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. You may not get anything on level 2. Most classes don't get anything at level 2.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I need to use
except for more hit points.
Yeah. You'll get more hit points, which normally you'd be forced to roll for hit points, but I think that's dumb, because if you get one extra hit point, that is completely useless.
go from 14 to 15.
Yay!
Yay!
There are certain things that I just don't agree with. That is one of them.
Okay. I am okay with this.
Quick question. Okay. What part is the hit points at, real quick?
Underneath.
Yeah,
when you do experience.
And then you'll get the second box, level 2 drop.
I'm talking about the HP.
That's your hit die. That when you put in that maximum there, it will.
I'm talking about my health.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That hit die is what your health is. You get
and
I
the
think
dice
yours
roll
is a D6,
automatically 10.
I believe for a.
Would mean that I only have 6 health.
Yeah, you only had 6 health. Now you have 12.
Oh God.
It's invalid. Oh, okay. I've got it. Never mind.
Yep. All right. And like CJ said, there's no point rolling four because if you get one
right, you're
extra,
now at 24 hit points, yeah, right, Dale?
26, I thought.
Well, he has more hit points than I do.
He has a con bonus. Yeah. So that's the reason.
I do as well.
Wait, have you done that?
Con is higher, apparently.
Sataba, your hit
points. I've
got
plus two.
Sataba's hit points are now at what?
Wait a second. How could Dale have plus, or how could he have 26 hit points?
15 plus two.
Right. So your bonus is plus two. You're a ranger. You rolled D10. So yeah, that'd be 12, doubled.
Okay. It's I hit 24. The experience. I did the experience thing up to 300, which what it was.
It might also be his theme and stuff like that taken into consideration as well.
Oh yes, that's true. Your Genasi thing could grant you bonus hit points and all that.
Yeah, there's weird stuff in there that I don't personally have control over. All right, Raul, what's your current hit points at after you put the six?
16.
16.
Plus, also, I had 14 to start with, so that could have something to do with it. I don't know.
All right, 16 for him. Driku, what is your current hit points at now?
18.
Okay, you already corrected yours. Good deal.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Andy has his. I'm not going to touch his because I don't want him raging all over me.
Yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
There are certain people that you take it easier for as a DM, and then there are certain people that have been doing this for a while that if you do it to, it's basically an insult. So, yeah.
No. What,
for the
whatever.
Record, I'm one of those players. If the DM's like, well, you should do this and you should do that, I'm like, no, don't. I got this.
No.
All right, so basically that night, big party. Minthra, once the sun goes down, starts to kind of shake and wail in the cell that she's in. She doesn't get off the bed. She just kind of sits there and just yells. You guys don't see Wizzet at all that night.
Is that unusual?
He's normally at the tavern. He's not tonight.
He never misses a party, right?
No, he's not a person who normally misses parties.
Can we walk over to his lab? See if he's...
He's not there.
Okay.
That's not good.
That's fishy. Fish.
All right, do you guys do anything else?
Can we start asking, like, when the last that they saw him?
They saw him this afternoon.
Before we got back to town? Sorry.
Did they see him if he was walking in a certain direction?
No, it was around town doing his stuff. He was in his shop. He was doing that thing there, his normal alchemist thing. Less stuff blew up today, Isidore tells you.
That means he wasn't home.
That is definitely unusual.
Did notice that they hadn't seen Isidore tells you that she hasn't seen Millie at all today, like at all.
So you said there's nothing in his lab, and his house is inside of his lab, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we get no response there.
Nope. You guys go into the lab, which is open, which is an open area. There's nothing out of the ordinary. No, he's just not there.
Huh. Okay.
No. What did I miss?
What was our next plan of attack?
Trying to find that necromancer, but
yeah.
Well, Wizzet had the most information, but he couldn't actually pinpoint it on a map because it like they did something to him. So
yeah. Wizzet's mind is completely shot whenever it comes up to the necromancer.
He did say, like, the ley lines were kind of going nuts.
Yes.
Is there a way we can, search the ley lines to see if we can find the source of what's causing them to go mad?
You don't have that ability yet.
Okay. So the tombs are what's hidden, right? That's the one where...
Yes.
Wizard's been there, but he doesn't know where they're at exactly.
Yeah. There's only one other person who could possibly know where those are at.
that would be the innkeeper, correct?
No.
No. Our caravan leader.
No.
The constable?
No.
The grandmother?
Ding.
Ding.
Okay. So, I mean, she's in her wailing mode at the moment.
I don't want to touch her. She's icky.
I'm concerned because the last time I tried to help, it didn't really want to touch her.
wait. They say that she wanders around town.
At nighttime.
Can we let her out and, like, follow her?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
That's absolutely an idea. You can. Do you want
it's
to?
An idea, but...
I'd say we talk to her and see if she has more information.
The constable kind of looks at you guys and goes, if you keep an eye on her, I'll erase the Raven Queen mark. She's not speaking to anybody, though. She's just yelling.
Okay.
what happens if we leave the door open? Will she, like,
the door is
open. I don't know yet.
There's a mark of the Raven Queen that is stopping her from bypassing it because of the undeath.
And she's just lying down, right? She's not, like...
She's sitting up in bed, just yelling.
Okay, well, I guess we can see... Like, you can remove the mark and see if she...
We can't talk
to her.
Yeah.
So...
He puts on a glove and takes a rag and slowly starts to just put a smudge in the Raven Queen mark. Mithra's eyes kind of don't go all the way pupilless, but mostly pupilless. And she gets up, gets eerily quiet, and just starts to walk.
Okay, that's a little creepy.
That's not creepy at all.
That's not creepy at all.
I'm excited Chloe. About where this is going.
We Scooby do it right behind her.
All right.
That's a verb now.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. I'm not going to get the map ready for this one. Basically, you follow her. She heads out of town to the south. It kind of goes off the beaten path a little bit and gets to a point. Stops. This all takes place. It takes about 45 minutes, almost an hour, to do this whole thing. She's not walking fast.
Well, she's probably just, like, walking aimlessly, but she's being pulled in a direction, it probably looks like.
She looks up at the... She stops in the middle of a field, looks up, yells again, and disappears.
Yeah.
What?
That's,
whoa.
Like, that's...
Oh.
Like, disappears into the brush or, like, vanish?
Poof.
Vanish. Poof.
Oh.
Damn, the dirt is gone.
Can we look up to see what she was looking at?
Do you see nothing with your normal eye, even in your dark vision? You see nothing.
I do divine sense.
This place screams of undead.
Oh, that's
absolutely
not good.
Screams of undead. You notice,
well, this
however, hold
vanished,
on, hold
so.
On. You do notice there seems to be a little undead-ish blip. You feel like an undead-ish blip around you that is not associated with the screaming forces of undead that is right in front of you.
Okay.
Kind of like a separate undead?
Yes.
Draw a weapon?
Weapons up, I guess? Just to be safe?
Yeah, my staff up.
Get my longbow ready. Actually, which would be better to get ready? My dagger or my longbow?
Longbow.
Longbow, okay. Well, just in case something comes running close.
Just, in general?
Yeah.
rule of thumb, you always want to use your longbow unless you have to use your dagger.
I'm just making sure, just in case something comes running at me, it would be easier to...
Well, in theory, we're all clustered in a group, and then they'll have to deal with me.
Okay.
So, which is not proved to be that dangerous in this
game. I know what you mean. I know
it's
probably questionable for me, but...
How dark is it right now? I mean, I know I have night vision. I can see clearly.
It's
up
the
to
middle
about
of the night.
30, 40.
So,
So, would it be wise for me to cast light? Everyone?
That'd be great.
Or would we see alert everything that we're here?
I'm kind of afraid when you cast light, we're going to be completely surrounded by undead.
Yeah.
But
you would
go ahead
if you're currently surrounded by undead. You are not. The only person who notices anything is Dahlgren, because he's staring at this little, like, blip of undeath that doesn't seem to be associated with anything.
By the way, I can't see a thing, right?
No, you can see about 5 feet in front of your face.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think it's 10 feet. No, it is 5 feet.
5 feet.
Does, Dahlgren know, like, where this blip is coming from?
Or
does
he just, like, is it completely surrounded? Because, I mean, I can detect direction up to 60 feet.
In front of you, like I said, in front of you, there is a wall of horrible screaming undead energy.
Okay.
But nothing visible there. You do a few feet away from you in that way is, you know which way, but it's not on a map right now. You notice just undead energy just kind of floating there.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you sense, like, how powerful this undead is?
It seems strong.
Yeah.
Just from the outset. It seems like it's pretty dangerous.
Okay.
Going out on a whim here, but saying it's quite dangerous.
Can we mark this location, like where we're at, and come back during the day?
I think it's upon us, is kind of what's going
on.
Your direction has been alerted. Your surprise is taking you it's taking people this long to do anything.
People meaning us?
People, things. You're surprised
to stand here without
anything happening to you. Other than weird blip.
I move to the blip.
You kick something.
Ow.
I look down.
There's Wizzit.
Hey,
Wizzit. Oh.
Jumps out. His camouflage breaks. He jumps out. Screams. What in the hells are you doing here?
We'll ask you the same question.
I followed you guys here.
Is the blip coming from him?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You guys aren't supposed to be here. How did you even know where this place was?
We were led by the grandmother grieving for her missing granddaughter. What are you doing here?
I'm trying to rescue the granddaughter. I am here for Pella. All of a sudden, you guys notice what looks like pink and green fireworks coming from behind. And you hear a little voice. You hear a little voice that goes, honey, my love, master, your enlarged potion wore off, and come fluttering around. Wizzit is a very teeny tiny version of Millie, but with wings.
Huh?
I have no idea what's happening. Is he dating? Oh my god, he's dating a pixie.
He's married to a pixie. Even worse.
You hear a roar come out from the horrible screaming darkness from behind you. Wizzit jumps in front of you, pulls out a dagger, and you notice, because of your detect evil stuff going on right now, undead energy coming from him, and he blasts out with a black blast, hitting the wall, reverberates, and you see there the very large crypt. And what he just blasted was a skeleton, and now it is in purple flames crashing to the ground. And on that note, we end.
Right.
The wizard just did that?
What? Huh?
Yep. Game over, man.
Oh,
what the? What?
Okay. Man, I got some off-time actions for next time.
Oh,
wait, we can't off time.
Nope.
We're in combat time now.
Right? We are going to pick up next time in combat.
In combat.
Possibly.
Wow. Oh, no.
Oh.
You can reach the show at twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow. Our site, which has every show, show notes, and more, is geek-io.net. And you can contact us and yell at me for stopping at that point, geekioshow@gmail.com, or call us at 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Also, we record Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern at geek-io.net/live. TuneIn.alphageekradio.com and now DiamondClub.tv.
Woohoo! Next,
there's so much energy.
What?
Diamond Club.
Feel the energy coming through you guys right now. This is amazing.
We're distracted by the purple skeleton. We can't
the purple on fire skeleton that exploded. What the crap?
And the pixie. Don't forget about the pixie.
Yeah.
That would explain the dragon fascination, though.
They're
both like fake creatures, so.
Hey now.
Dragons are born from the fae. That's a thing.
Oh, I thought you said fake.
Oh, no fae.
Like. As in magical creatures.
No one likes a fake dragon. No.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, Jared.
What are we doing next week, Jared?
We got next week.
So next week. Next week.
We're not going to get a payoff on this, aren't we?
Nope.
No, we're all going to torture ourselves, and we're going to watch Transformers Age of Extinction. Marky Mark, Transformers.
You all are going to torture yourself. All, I will not be here.
Yeah, Andy's off the hook for this one.
I think
we're going to take all 2 hours and 45 minutes of that. And
I think we found a wizard.
Woo.
I think we found a wizard.
I think we found a pixie.
All right.
The Summer Movie SmackDown Update.
Interrupting Bud Long. a little bit of a shakeup, not much. Mara is at $29.6 million still. Tails in second place now.
Tails.
$15.8 million because of Minions. I am in third place, $10.9 million.
Banana! Sorry.
Marlissa is in fourth place, $9.63 million. Bud Long is next with $9.62 million.
Ooh.
There's like there's less than $40,000 separating them.
Wow. Bud Long shooting for fourth.
Yeah, right.
He's still got pixels. He's still got pixels.
Yeah,
still
might got make $40,000. Might.
You never know.
You know what? I say right now it's gonna make $100 million.
I reckon 100. Over 2 weeks, it's probably feasible.
Yeah.
You're probably not wrong there.
Yeah. Raul is next with $8.9 million. And Jez, golf ruling it, $5.1 million.
I said this throughout the week, but it is going to be a race for the middle.
It really is.
Come on, fantastic.
It's going to be a race.
Nobody's taking Mara's place. Yep.
And I don't have any predictions yet.
Mission Impossible. Yep, and that's about all.
Paper Towns might make $7 trillion because you got it for $2.
Yeah, so. Paper Towns could be like a massive hit for you because it's $2.
It's
based on the book that the guy that wrote Fault with Our Stars. So maybe
James, if it's American Sniper, you're gonna make like $7 trillion.
So I will break Dale's record.
Actually,
I'd just be happy if I get best value over Mara and Jurassic World. That would be great.
Oof.
That's going to be hard to do. Like, good luck. I hope you're able to.
Yeah. But, how much did you make?
If you get the same as Jurassic World, you can automatically get in second. So
yeah.
I think they
brought in 14 million. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible for you to catch up with Mara unless, like, Paper Talents explodes. But you can certainly get second place.
$200 million?
Yeah,
that's Shaun the Sheep, the movie. That's totally going to do well, right?
Shaun the Sheep, it's going to make a little bit of money.
Yeah, for 16 bucks. It's all right.
It's something.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping Mara doesn't decide to get a wild card, because...
Does she have any cash left?
Yeah,
she has like $30-something dollars left, I think.
Oh my god! She needs to get on that. She needs to remember she can do that.
I remind both her and Marlissa, but nobody has done anything yet.
They don't have to. Remember, they don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They certainly don't have to, but it doesn't benefit them to have...
Mara doesn't need it either. I don't think Mara needs it at this point. She's got it locked in.
All right.
And on the Geek.io Network site this week, Life in an Accounting Droid gets down and dirty on Batman v Superman trailer. And also the risks of transferring data. Is that really all that's on the site this week?
Transporting data from Star Trek.
It's all that's new this week. Dale did not do a new gay and lesbian show.
I didn't do a GLS because I wasn't here because I was volunteering at the local fair here, so there's that.
All right.
How it stacks will be, should be next week.
That's true.
Sakani is doing... I think Sakani's on vacation right now. And Disney Geek.io is currently in hiatus because stuff is going on that I don't know if I can actually continue that show or not.
Oh. Yeah. But if you want that show to continue, you can support us at Patreon, right? That'll certainly help. I'm trying, all right? Yeah, they don't pay me to read this message, so I've got to try my best. You can visit that site at patreon.com to help out with a small monthly donation if you want CJ to, end the show with cliffhangers all the time. You can certainly pay him for it. If you think we're worth $5 for all of our content, we'll give you, your site, cause or whatever, a shout out at the top of the show. If you think we're worth $10, we'll read a post for you.
Okay. We can also be heard on Stitcher Radio. Search for Geek.io to help us out if you do. And also on iTunes. Be sure to leave us an honest review and we will gladly read it on the show.
Alrighty, we've got some show titles. I don't know if you know this.
Just a few options for your selection. Hard to get show titles during combat.
It is.
Exactly. Alright, we've got For the Geek.io Show episode 113 or Menopool episode 3. CJ tries to murder everyone. Dalligan the Weird rolling in the Google Doc. What can you do for Sparkle Pants? Feeling vengeful. It ends with the purple skeleton, and no one likes a fake dragon. Good candidates.
I kind of like the end with the purple skeleton.
I like what can you do for Sparkle Pants.
Well, of course you do.
I also like it ends with the purple skeleton. That's pretty cool. Yeah. That might be my winner.
All right. On that note, folks, we will see you next time when we think we might find a Transformer.
And a purple skeleton the week after that. We might find a purple skeleton. Actually, no, we found one.
We found one. It exploded.
We found one.
It exploded.
It was not Optimus
Prime.
One
is enough. Oh, my God.
All right, folks. Take it easy. We will see you next time on the Geek.io Show. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This
has been a Geek.io production. Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek and Geek.